Welcome. Welcome to the November Citizens Climate Lobby International Conference. My name is Mark Reynolds, and I'm Citizens Climate Lobby's Executive Director. So there are people registered from all 50 states, the District of Columbia, and some U.S. territories. In addition to that, there are 26 countries outside of the U.S. who are registered for today's conference. So whether you're from inside the U.S., outside the U.S., or even if you're listening to the recording, thank you so much for joining us today. What's going to be happening is in a few minutes, I will be turning things over to our president, Madeline Pera, who will introduce and interview our keynote speaker, Dr. Ayanna Johnson. After that, you're going to hear from Dr. Danny Richter. Dr. Richter's been giving a couple of legislative updates, trying to keep things as clear as possible during this crazy, wild reconciliation push, and you'll get his last comments today. After that, you're going to hear from our first panel. That will be moderated by our strategy director, Tony Cerna. And what we'll be discussing is what are additional solutions we could add into the mix. So we'll be discussing what are things that we could add as an organization. The first set of breakout sessions will be diving into some of those possible solutions. So what about methane? What about the soil? What about the oceans? What about nuclear? I mean, France gets most of their energy from nuclear. So other things we might look into. The other breakouts after that will be about yours and my skills as activists. So there'll be sessions on how you reach out to different groups of people. You know, that's a very nuanced proposition. So whether it's young people, conservatives, people of color, if you want to expand your skills on how to reach out into those areas, there will be sessions for that. And then there'll be sessions on improving your skills. So there'll be a social media skill session. You know, our Twitter team has been doing remarkable things. I know it's frustrating sometimes when you see attacks or things that are just inaccurate in the press, and our social media team has done a really great job of correcting the record quickly and on a broad basis. There'll be communication skills, how to reach out to welcome new people to your chapter. So there'll be sessions on really how you and I work as advocates. Then the last session today is going to be 25 minutes long. The first 10 minutes of it will be Dr. Catherine Hayhoe, who will be joining us from Glasgow, and she's going to be talking about her new book. So we're excited to have Dr. Hayhoe join us from Glasgow and to hear about her new book. And then the last 15 minutes is going to be our president, Madeline Pera, and I will be joining me again. And we're actually going to lay out the whole history of CCL in 15 minutes, starting 12 years ago and then going a little bit into the future. So I certainly hope you can stay for that. Tomorrow's sessions are also great. They're all standalone sessions. If you're new to CCL, I hope you're going to do the climate advocate training. There's over 1,000 people registered for the policy session. There's how people work from the right and left. So those are all standalone sessions, and I certainly hope that you can join us tomorrow also. Also, we are already in the middle of our, and then Thursday night, there's going to be an open mic session. So particularly if you're new, we just love to hear how it was for you and how it was, particularly if you lobbied. So that will be an open mic on Thursday night as part of CCL University. We are also in the process of our year-end appeal. Technically, it starts on Giving Tuesday, but a lot of you have already donated, and thank you for that. On Giving Tuesday, we have a goal of raising $300,000 and $1.5 million from now till the end of the year. This is a big part of our fundraising. About a quarter of our income usually comes in from now till the end of the year. And for those of you who have the financial wherewithal, thank you for also donating. And I hope you're reaching out to your communities and family and friends to do so also. Boy, have we been under a huge push to get a price included in the reconciliation. So there have been a total of 160,695 contacts. In the Senate, that's 63,481. In the House, 24,598. And in the White House, 26,362. We've been texting to particular communities and states, and so far, 2,612,981 texts have gone out. In Facebook ads and Instagram, we've reached 905,534 people that drove another 22,516 people to our website. And we've also making calls to CCL supporters. So far, there have been 261,792. We also had a really big presence in Glasgow. We had 30 badges, 15 the first day, 15 the second day. There were some pretty big commitments made regarding methane, soil, deforestation, and our 141 chapters from 76 countries intend to really hold those leaders' feet to the fire to keep good on those commitments. Okay, so for the last 10 years, one of the things that we've been working on really hard as an organization is trying to improve our ability to communicate about climate change. And the fact of the matter is, probably 90% of that is how do we become better listeners? You know, at first we thought we could just give people all the points and if they just had the right information, they would do the right thing. But we found out to connect with people, to bring them along, what we needed to do was really get better at hearing where people are, finding where they are, and just flat out being better listeners. And so I think we've really improved, and I think we have gotten better at listening to other people. Today, that's not what I want to thank you for. What I want to thank you for today at this moment is for not listening. Because for years, the experts, the reporters, the elected officials have said we could never do this. That getting a price on carbon in the US was simply impossible. And if you'd listen to the experts, the reporters, the elected officials, we wouldn't be here, but we are. We still don't know if we're gonna get a price in the reconciliation package, but thank you for not letting anybody slow you down and continue this remarkable effort we've been making. All right.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Citizens Climate Lobby's training program. You can tune into more episodes anywhere podcasts are available. Inspired by what you heard today? Join Citizens Climate Lobby to advocate for bipartisan climate solutions. Go to community.citizensclimate.org to find more trainings, resources, your local chapter, national action teams, discussion forums, and more. Be sure to like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Citizens Climate. We also invite all of our listeners to subscribe to our YouTube channel for more inspiration. And together, we are creating the political will for a livable world.